Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about Erev Pesach. That is the day right before Pesach. That night is going to be the first Seder, or the only Seder if you're in Israel. Then the question is, after Chatzos Hayom, which is halachic midpoint of the day, is it permitted to be involved in melacha, to be involved in various activities, for example, sewing clothing, even in preparation for the Chag? Should we be involved in a melacha that can take more than a little bit amount of time? For example, answering a phone call. Okay, that's not going to be considered a melacha. That's kavua, that you can get dragged in and can take time, etc. But absent that, can we be involved in activities, even if it relates to the Chag after Chatzos? What is the time for Chatzos? I'll just give the time for Yerushalayim this year, Tavshin Pei Dalet, 2024. So the time is going to be 12:38 p.m. 12:38 p.m. is going to be Chatzos Hayom, and that is the time period. After that, what can we be involved in? So on a high level, somebody who is involved in Melacha, Meleches Keva, it's Usur. Nikar Adin, to be involved in what's categorized as Meleches Keva, cannot be done, even if you're not getting paid for it. And also, Chazal tell us that you will not see a Siman Bracha. You will not see benefit from the money received. Now, what happens if there are various activities that we should have done before Chatzos, and we need it for the Chag, for example, but we didn't have time, or we forgot to do it? Then is it permitted after Chatzos? So we'll see shortly that there are a number of activities that, although it should be done, they should be done before Chatzos Hayom. If somebody forgot to do them, then it would be permitted to do these activities, but ideally via a non-Jew. You can pay a non-Jew for it, but many of them you cannot pay a Jew for it. And we'll go one by one. I am now learning from the publication on Pesach of Rav Yitzhak Yaakov Fuchs, and he starts out talking about taking of haircuts and shaving. And this is especially important right before Pesach, because for many people, they will keep the first part of the Sfiyah Saomer, and you cannot get haircuts, you cannot take haircuts, you cannot shave for the men at that point, so you really want to get it done. So the issue that we're grappling with is it's 12:38, it's 12:39 in Yerushalayim, and you forgot to get your haircut, you forgot to shave, and you want to look like a menschko coming into Yontif, and you're going to go up into Lag BaOmer 33 days now without shaving, without taking a haircut. So says Rav Fuchs, shachachom mikodem. What happens if you forgot? And now it's Chatzos. It is mutar after Chatzos in one of three ways. It's not so simple, it's mutar. It's one of three ways, and how is that? So it's mutar al yedei goy. You have to find a non-Jew. That is fairly easy out of Israel in most places. In Eretz Yisrael, to find a non-Jewish barber, that is going to be very difficult to do. So it's after Chatzos, al yedei goy, but not al yedei Yisrael. You cannot use a Jew, even if the Jew is not charging. That is after Chatzos. That is an activity, that's a meleches keva. You're involved in something that should not be done after Chatzos. So can't take a Jew to do it, even if he's going to do it for free. You can use a non-Jew, even if you're paying the non-Jew. But option number two, Elaim ken ha-Yisrael ani, if that Jewish barber is impoverished, and he doesn't even have the food necessary for the Seder or for the balance of the Chag, the balance of Pesach, then in that instance, you can use a Jewish barber and pay. You should actually pay him much more if he needs it that desperately. So that would be a mitzvah to do, is to give him tzedakah. Pay him more. Give him a huge tip. So that's option number two. Option number one is a non-Jew without paying. Number two is a Jewish barber if the person is impoverished, really needs the money for Pesach. And number three, if you cannot find a non-Jew for even for pay, or a Jew who needs the money, then option number three, if your hair is very long, you really need to shave or get that haircut before Sfira, then it would be mutar to take a haircut or shave yourself, to shave yourself. But still, we have no heter to use a Jewish barber who does not need the money. They're actually going to be, when it's Letzorach Mitzvah, or for Tznias purposes for a woman, it would be mutter, so we're not going to have these limitations. So we'll, if that comes up, ask a Shaila. But the default would be not using a Jewish barber, even for money. Next question, how about cutting of nails? So cutting of nails should be done before Chatzos Hayom. However, again, what if somebody forgot? Then it would be mutter after Chatzos, and we have two options here. Yourself, you can cut your own nails, or you can have somebody else cut it, but not pay them. So either yourself or yeah, maybe you can even pay yourself, but yourself, you can do it. But if you're going to use somebody else, you cannot pay somebody else. How about cutting of nails on Chol HaMoed? So when it comes to Ashkenazim, if you cut your nails Erev Chag, then you can cut them on Chol HaMoed as well, but not if you didn't cut them on Erev Chag, especially if they were in need of being cut, and because then it looks like you pushed it off to the Chag. And Sfardim, they are mutter to cut their nails on Chol HaMoed no matter what, whether they cut them before Yontif or not. Number three, when it comes to doing of laundry, so it is as follows. It's permitted to put on the laundry machine, the dryer, before Chatzos Hayom, even if it's going to finish after Chatzos Hayom. However, Rav Neubert says nowadays that we don't have to do a lot in order to put on a laundry machine. We just have to push a button. So that would really not be considered a malacha that is keva, something that takes effort, that takes time. Accordingly, based on Rav Neubert, it appears that he would b'shasat chak, it's not a lechatchila, but when it's necessary, he would matir to put on the laundry machine, even if it's after Chatzos, even to turn it on, because that's not a lot of work. You're just pushing a button. Okay, that's number three. Number four is, how about shining and polishing of shoes? That should be done as well before Chatzos Hayom. However, if somebody forgot, it would be mutter l'kavod yontif. L'kavod yontif, af b'mishcha v'tzichtzuach, even if somebody is going to use polish and polishing it, etc., that would be permitted if it's for the need of yontif. So that again, all of these lechatchila should be done before Chatzos. We're only talking about if somebody blew it, somebody forgot, then we're looking at various heterim to do it after Chatzos. Next, how about ironing? So ironing, try to do it. It should be done before Chatzos, but if it's necessary for the Chag, then it could be done after Chatzos. And last, how about fixing of clothing? This is number six, fixing of clothing. So if it's Letzorach HaMoed, Mutra Afila B'Masayom, and if you need it for Yontif, if you need it for Pesach in general, then it can be done in certain times, in certain ways. In other words, if you have a tear or to put on a button, these are easier things. We're not creating clothing from scratch. We're also not doing alterations on clothing. But if it is short of that, if it's simply fixing a tear, putting on a button, etc., the light stuff, bein la'asva, bein la'acherim, you can do it for yourself, you can do it for other people, but you cannot get paid. We do not do it for pay. You can't pay a Jew. You can't be a Jew that gets paid for doing this. And the heter after Chatzos is only the light things, but nothing significant, no new alterations, real alterations, etc., completion of clothing, that would be prohibited after Chatzos, no matter what, even if you need it for the Yom to find something else to wear. Thank you so much for listening. Ideally, we should go into the Chag having done all of this in advance as much as possible so we can relax going into the Chag. I know that's really difficult to do, but get a nap and enable ourselves to be able to stay up alert and invigorated for the Seder that night. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.